Welcome to ArenaFan.com's Arena Bowl Podcast Number 1, featuring Tampa Bay Storm head coach Tim Markham, celebrity voices impersonated. This is Joe Kaufman coming to you from the ArenaFan.com podcast studios in Clearwater, Florida. With me tonight is Tampa Bay Storm head coach Tim Markham. Welcome, coach.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to be here in the home of second guessing.
And what exactly are you referring to there, coach?
That's your message boards, Joe. ArenaFan message boards. Second guessing.
So, coach, tell me, what are your thoughts on this year's playoffs now that Arena Bowl 20 is right around the corner?
Well, the playoffs turned out pretty well for the teams that were in it. A little surprise there with Chicago getting through. Don't really know how that happened. It started with Nashville. They went to Colorado. That was a big upset there. Got John Dutton with the apparently he's got a video game curse going on there, dropping the ball everywhere. Looked like Craig Wheelahan. And that was a big upset when they beat San Jose. Everybody was surprised there. And Orlando, what about the Predators? They knocked off a real tough Philly team in the first round. And old Dozell got a little hot for his britches there and decided to guarantee a victory. That didn't work out too well for him.
No, I guess it didn't. So, who's your pick to win Arena Bowl 20?
I think Orlando's got this. It's pretty much wrapped up with Orlando. The only way I really see Scipio in the rush coming through is he's going to have to catch about 6 touchdowns, and I just don't see that happening.
So what were your thoughts on having 12 teams in the playoffs with the separate conference format?
Oh, NBC, they're just killing us. It's, you know, they take 4 weeks off and they just expect us to have our playoffs however they want us to have them. And God, they show these regional games. You can't even watch all the games. It's just ridiculous. And, you know, maybe we'll be better off next year. Maybe a different format.
You mentioned Scipio with Chicago. He was on the Storm to start the season. Do you regret releasing him?
Well, looking at where he's at now, I look kind of silly, don't I? But, you know, things happen with players and coaches, and sometimes we just get a little bit out of sorts, and so it just came time to cut him. I mean, I can't have people second-guessing what I'm trying to be doing. I said second-guessing again, didn't I? Just like Arena Fan. Well, you know, he's in a better place now.
So, kind of a disappointing season for the Storm this year. Didn't make the playoffs at all. Went 7-9. What are you looking for on the free agent market this year?
Well, the free agency, you know, that opens up here in the off season, and you know, we got Shane. Shane's our own free agent, and we got to get him back in camp next year. And just you know, we got to get Shane back definitely, and he can get the ball down the field to the guys like Freddie and what's that other guy's name we got? Elfage. Elfage is pretty good, and you know, we'll see who else is out there.
So, Coach, what are your thoughts about Woody Kern putting the team up for sale?
Well, you know, I mean, Woody apparently isn't making that much money off of us anymore, and we're really not filling the place up. Did you hear about our new season ticket deal?
No, I wouldn't wear that.
It's buy one, get one free, Kaufman.
Really?
Buy one, get one free. For every ticket you buy, you get another one. Front row or last row, it don't matter. You get one right next to it.
Wow, that's something.
That's good stuff.
What happens if you buy 2 tickets?
If you buy 2, you get 4.
But what if you want to pay for 4?
Then you get 8.
So the deal is kind of like the Little Caesars deal where you buy one, get one free no matter how many you get, no matter how many you actually want to pay for.
That is true.
So Kern hasn't found an owner yet. He was the guy who brought you down here to Tampa Bay. How's your relationship with him been?
Well, since I came down from Detroit, it's been pretty pleasant here in Tampa, you know. Tampa Bay, we got how many of these things I won? 4 Arena Bowls since I've been here?
Three
Arena Bowls
you
since I've been here.
You played in 4.
Did I?
I know, you blocked out that other one.
Jeez, you know, Woody has just always got me drinking. I just forget. I can't help it.
Well, you know, most of us here in Tampa Bay want to forget that other Arena Bowl, so it's okay.
Well, which one are you talking about?
It's the one between Arena Bowl 11 and Arena Bowl 13.
Uh-oh. That's when Jay whooped us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not much to say there, Joe. Not much.
So, you have been in the league for a very long time. You coached in Arena Bowl 1. Now we're at Arena Bowl 20. You took a couple years off in there to coach with the Falcons and the stinking Gators of the University of Florida.
Hey! Watch it.
I can't help it, Coach. Sorry. So, how much longer do you plan on coaching?
Well, you know, one of these days I gotta stop. I'm graying up a little bit here. Not getting any younger. Maybe I'll win one, two more Arena Bowls. That way I got a few more on my fingers so I can do our media guide up a little better next year. Get a couple more rings on my fingers around the football.
Yeah, Coach, why are you on the cover of the media guide?
Well, who's on our team to be on the media guide other than me? I'm the best quarterback out there. Look at, you ever seen P.O.? Guy's like 50 years old still trying to play.
Yes, but as everybody knows, he won an Arena Bowl for the Storm back in 2003 when Kaleo went down.
Kaleo, we were out getting drunk the night before. Well, you know, it's just like that other Arena Bowl that you don't want to talk about. We were all smashed the night before the game.
Well, Coach, thanks for joining me in this Arena Fan podcast.
Absolutely, Joe.
Looking forward to the Arena Bowl?
Yes, definitely looking forward to the Arena Bowl. You know, it signifies the culmination of the season. And, you know, we're looking forward to next season with the Tampa Bay Storm.
Well, thanks, Coach, for joining me, and good luck next year in 2007.
Thanks a lot, Kaufman. Appreciate it.
This Arena Fan podcast has been a promotion of ArenaFan.com. Tim Markham was not really here. He was impersonated by Arena Fan's own Jason Lucas, our Orlando Predators beat writer. Thank you, and stay tuned for all our Arena Bowl coverage on ArenaFan.com, including more podcasts from Radio Row, Thursday and Friday, June 8th and 9th, and also following the game on June 11th and 12th.